trying to think of why. I'm trying to. My sister is married to a white guy, but you know, I'm trying
to think. That's nice.
I mean, you saw Selena recently.
Who's Selena?
Selena, the movie.
Oh, the movie. Yeah,
yeah, that guitarist, her boyfriend. I wouldn't mind my sister tangoing with him.
All right. Well, that. All right.
Fucking shredding licks, dude. My father sister, being like, I forbid you from dating her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If she found like a hot Mexican.
You mean like with a ponytail?
Yes. Like a ponytail above 5'5". I'd be like, fuck you, dude.
I tried to hold my laugh in a
What?
All right.
Yeah. I did it well, and now you.
Was that you?
Yeah.
A lot of people trying to get in on this fucking podcast, man. You guys fucking can't,
dude.
It's Matt and Shane's secret podcast, not
this
fucking.
It's very secret. What's your name and what's your profession?
Huh? Five five what, dude? Are you like Steve Carell's grandfather, dude? Who the fuck are you?
This guy had a couple cold ones.
He had a couple of fucking...
Sadies.
Yinglies.
You got a couple of Sadies in you. All right.
Damn, bro. We're going to fight a couple of 50-year-olds after this. That'll be good.
Yeah, that actually would be a sick fucking podcast.
Episode 56, dude.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't... Fallout. It was not cool. It was not a cool podcast.
Oh, man. Was it?
We just cut right where.
Yeah, forgot
we were
about
like,
that.
Oh, this would be sick if we fight these old guys.
Yeah, we did. We fought them.
We fought them for the next 40 minutes.
We did. We beat
and,
them.
We destroyed them, but it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
The some parts were funny.
Oh, it was so much so that we got like a weird.
One of the drunk old guys contacted the Helium Comedy Club and wrote a long-winded...
Yeah, like my cousin Vinny'd us.
Yeah, he tried to use his fucking law degree against
us.
He
really did. He put like patents and trademarks and shit on certain
things.
Yeah,
but it was the night of the show. He was hammered. That whole thing was all run-on sentences.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It was garbage.
I wonder if it was a Facebook message. Because
it was
say,
a Facebook message.
I give Facebook permission to share this. It's like, dude, Facebook and shit.
Yeah, it was a Facebook message.
Can you imagine being 50, getting your ass handed? Like, he heckled, and we just basically made fun of him. Just said, you know, like, we'd kick his ass and made fun of him for being losers. And he got so upset that he wrote a Facebook message to the club.
No, I can't imagine.
If I was 50, and if I was getting my ass handed to me, I'd eventually be like, fuck you guys, and just leave. Or yeah. I wouldn't think twice.
Well, what got him was the Penn State thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know if we included it in there, but at one point, a guy, these old guys in the front, one of them was like, Notre Dame got killed by Miami. And I was like, oh, yeah, they got fucking crushed.
Having fun.
I was like, you must be a Penn State fan if you're bringing that up.
And they didn't say anything at first.
And they were quiet. And then eventually we got the one guy to crack and be like, oh, it's my alma mater. I am a Penn State. And it's like, I knew you were a fucking Penn State
fan. That was the beginning of the end. That was like 5 minutes. You called that. And then we went talking. 5 minutes later, he admitted it. And I was like, oh boy.
And
I was so happy.
And then I tried to, I don't want to fucking make you a bad guy.
Yeah.
I tried to make him denounce Joe Paterno.
That's not being a bad guy.
Like every Penn State fan, refused to do it.
He wouldn't do
and
it.
Deflected. He was like, "What about Catholics? You like Notre Dame, right?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, fuck Catholics."
Instantly.
Fuck Pope Benedict, dude. I can fucking do that.
Wait, I think what got him on the defensive quick is as soon as he admitted to liking Penn State, I called him a toucher.
Yeah, that was
that was part of what he was trying to like fake
that.
Sue us. That was what he was trying to fake sue us.
And he wrote that in his...
Yeah, I was like, you're a fucking toucher, dude. You're a fucking toucher.
Yeah, I had to go back. When I listened to it, I was like, oh shit, we did call him a toucher. So I was like, I don't remember calling him a fucking toucher.
I called him instantly. I was like, you're a fucking toucher, dude.
Yeah, dude. Well, the rest of the podcast was a mess. Well,
it was just funny because you were like, dude, just all you got to do is just say, like, look, man, I love Penn State. Just denounce Joe Pa.
Yeah.
Just say it was a good idea for them to remove
and
him.
And then what
he couldn't do
did
it.
Did you hear him say, finally, after, like, so we asked him and he was like, Notre Dame. How about Notre Dame? You're Catholic. What about all that? And I was like, fuck it, dude. I don't support that shit.
Yeah.
And
that
then,
was, when you were like, fuck Benedict.
Yeah. I was like, fuck Pope Benedict. I was like, I'll support Francis. Francis is the man. But I was like, you can do that with Joe Pa.
He thought
say,
he had
fuck
you cornered, dude.
And be like, Franklin's the man. He couldn't do it. And then...
That's probably got him out of so much shit at work. We're like, oh, about Penn State? He's like, you're a fucking Catholic. And the guy was like, oh, fuck. And like walked away.
But then we asked him one more time to denounce him. And he was like, prove it.
Yep.
That was when we were like, holy fuck, this guy is unreachable. He screamed, prove it, about the Sandusky thing.
At one point, too, he went, like, we're like, prove it. I remember he goes, it is what it is. And
oh,
it's nah, dude, it's fucking child rape.
Yeah, and then you were like, what would have to happen at Penn State for you to not be a fan? And I was like, child rape?
Exactly. Yeah, like,
I was like, if this guy can handle that.
Yeah, literally, they could behead They can do like an ISIS beheading and be like, well, it's just... like
it doesn't affect the players. Those are still good
What's
kids.
What's it got to do with the team? Yeah. Dude, that's...
So it was,
that's
a drunken
suck,
mess.
Though. If you love something, like if you're like, I'm going to bring my son there, he's going to bring his son there, and that the news must have came out, and that guy was just like...
No, when the news came out, he was one of the people rioting. When they fired Joe Paterno, people
he
must have been furious.
If that's how he handled himself in a room full of people, being like, Joe, dude, no.
Yeah.
The day it came out, he must have been going nuts. Caps on Facebook.
He must have been going nuts.
I'd love to get access to his Facebook.
I know. I didn't get to see his name. I didn't see it on Helium's. But, our guest, Tommy, didn't make the cut on this. He was a little banged up. He was funny, but... The show ended up just being more hostile.
He was fun. He came out right away to those guys too, and he's like, "What do you do for a living?" He was like, "The guy said something like, I forget what he said, but he made fun of these old men." Literally, it was basically, imagine if you or dads were there, and we sat there and told them that our dads were going to beat their fucking ass. They were pussies. You called the one guy a pencil neck bitch.
Yeah.
And told him that your dad would do fucking wrestling moves on him and have fun with him.
It was ugly.
These dudes, they even try to back out even more. And they were like, well, where are your dads now? And they're like, not here, you fucking losers. They're at home. They're tired. And these guys just, every turn they try to take, they just got hit by another fucking truck. And it was just like.
And the crowd was with us. The crowd started to get violent towards the guys. That was another problem.
Allegedly. Someone I know went up to him and grabbed his shoulder and told him he's going to beat his fucking ass.
The Shadheads got rowdy quick, dude.
Yeah, it was the general consensus that they were being dickheads.
Well, they were being dickheads.
But every time we made fun of them, the crowd was they were laughing. So that was that was like the one good thing that carried the whole thing.
Here's the thing that sucks is we got to take it out. And I'm okay with it because at that point, by the second half of that thing, I was already running hot. Mm-hmm. I was doing the Hitler. I was getting a little racist. Sorry, people who think I'm racist. And
well, you came out and said white people are the best race.
Well, that's because I was making fun of what I did last time.
I know.
And then Charlottesville happened, and I was like, oh, fuck.
I know. The Dodge Charger line was fucking...
That was great. That was fun. I think it was a Challenger.
Challenger.
No, we said Charger, but whatever.
Yeah.
But then the next morning on this one, still wake up with crushing anxiety because the show was a mess.
Well, the worst part of the whole thing was that so the two guys eventually leave. The two guys were there together getting made fun of Penn State. And this other old man who we assumed was with the other two old men, I didn't see him. He crept up from the back.
Yeah.
This guy sat down and he starts talking shit. So we start making fun of him. And at one point, we actually were like, yo, your boys left you, talking about the two old guys next to him.
Yeah.
And he was like, my boy died in the war. And, dude, it just like.
So the two old guys behind him, who we thought were with him, left. And then one of us yelled, like, you're fucking, even your boys abandoned you. Because he was talking shit.
Yeah.
He just walked up from the back and just started talking shit.
Yeah.
He was like, you show more respect to your fathers. Or like something like that.
Yeah, he did say that. He said, like, talk to your fathers.
Yeah.
Like, no, because our fathers are fucking pussies.
Yeah, dude. And then it was like, oh, your boys abandoned you, dude. Everyone hates you. And he was like, my boy died in war. What have you got to say about that? Yeah, and I was like, we're not talking about your son, you fucking idiot.
That might have been the weirdest situation I've ever had to handle verbally.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Everyone's having fun. Some guy just... Again, there's like, did it even happen? Is it true? It's like, I don't know.
I don't know. Who the fuck says my son died in war?
I don't know what's more disturbing. If it didn't happen and he made that up to like throw off the show, which actually that would be
it'd be a pretty great move.
Kind of funny, but if that did happen, if I died in war and my dad was at a comedy show, I'd be like, my boy died in war. I'd be like, fuck, man.
Especially if we weren't even talking about his fucking kid. If we were like, your son's probably a fucking pussy. And he was like, my kid's dead. He died in Iraq. That'd be different than us just talking and him being like, well, my son died in war. What do you think?
Us being like, the two guys are like walking out the door. I'm like, oh, your boys are leaving you. And he's like, my son died in war. It's like, dude, you were just waiting to throw this up here.
So I thought the last show gave me some anxiety the next day, but then I woke up after this show.
Really?
And I was like, oh, my God.
I woke up happy as a clam. I was like, what a blast.
You didn't show your ass as hard as I did.
You showed your ass?
Yeah, I was fucking hammered. I was yelling about fucking beating guys' asses and shit. I screamed, you're an old pussy and you're a dumb bitch to these guys the whole time.
I didn't realize that. I wasn't
even getting new lines. I was just like, shut the fuck up, you dumb bitch. And it was crazy. And then
it was still so funny to be there and to see old men get just their asses handed to them. And they, I thought they were going to come up on stage and try to fight. I was fully ready for it. I'm like, these guys can't take much more of this.
I know. We even said it in the thing. Like, pot or security, please. Be ready, because these guys are ready to
They took
come
about
at
four,
us.
Well, dude, Helium's fucking security force now. I don't know where the fuck they went. They went to, like, Boskov's and got, like, new bouncers. it's all just, like, white guys that look like me and maybe a little bit
bigger.
Well,
they did good. They did great on Wednesday.
They did, but, dude, I need, like... Their ex-security force, I felt invincible, dude. Yeah, it was it was a bunch of, like, 6 foot black... It was, like, 6 foot three black dudes who were, like, easily 280. So I'd be up there, nice. Like, do something. These guys, I'm like, someone could bowl a couple of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, we got a battle. But, no, the security did great.
I'm thinking about
caught some people trying to approach the stage. They caught some people. They caught a couple people.
Who did they get? They got Britney. Yeah, they got Britney. That's true. That was a good simulation.
Approaching the stage with a bottle. He almost got her.
They didn't tackle her.
He should have fucking speared her.
He should have jumped in front of us and took the fucking bottle.
Exactly.
I'm not that happy with that fucking the way that went down.
Yeah, that happened.
He should have took the bottle and cracked it over his head.
That was because you were doing the bitch thing again.
I know. I didn't know she was there.
He was talking to his bitch.
I didn't know she was there.
Then she approached the stage with a bottle to attack him. Wonderful stuff.
And I spent the rest of the time being like, I love my babe. I love our life together. Yeah. I love my girlfriend.
Well, it sucks that we can't release this because the guy sent a message to Helium. Helium contacted us and was like, we know you. Like, the problem is we didn't have it written down anywhere that it was recording. Until I heard Ben, when I re-listened to it and heard Helium, Helium makes an announcement in the beginning of this podcast that's like, this is a live podcast, no heckling.
Yeah.
This is a live recording. So, I mean, legally we're fine, but nobody wants to deal with these fucking old idiots.
Yeah, I just don't want, like I said, it would suck for that guy to, like, you know, raise a big brouhaha at the club, and then now, like, you're in a fucked up spot.
I look like an asshole at the
club. It's not worth it, dude. It was... The moral of the story is you got to come to the live cast.
Yeah, you should have been there.
It was fucking funny. I mean, it sucks they derailed it. It was fun. But you can't, you know. And you can't really hear a lot of the stuff they're saying, so it's just us yelling at old men.
Yeah, I don't know how entertaining that is, but I liked it.
I was walking on water the next day. I was like, man, fuck those guys.
That was so funny.
I was so happy about that.
Well, I got off stage, and like a couple other comics were like, oh, man, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was
like,
fucking
they had
crazy.
Like long faces, and I was like, "What the fuck? That was hilarious."
Comedians were kind of all like,
"Yeah, they were all like, whoa, that was wild." Like they were kind of giving me
there was a sad about the guy announcing his dead son. It got sad for a minute. It definitely did.
Yeah, but they were acting like the show was a failure. But in reality, it was just a mess, and it was a funny fucking.
It
mess.
Was for dude for that situation. Also, it's a fucking podcast.
Yeah, true.
It's like in terms of a podcast and excitement, that was pretty fucking exciting. It was.
I've never seen people fight for an entire 40 minutes with old guys. That was hilarious.
Dude, that was an interesting thing to see how much they would take. I was like these guys. I was ready for. I was like these guys are going. I was ready for them to fight the whole time. I was we were going. Even like I think I don't know if it's chomped out or not, but I was like, dude, I would. If he said that to me, I would fight him. I was trying to get their goats the whole time.
I know. I heard you.
I was like, dude, I wouldn't take
early
that.
On. You were starting.
I wouldn't take that.
You were trying to get me and the old guys going at each other, and where you got sucked in. All it took was one of the guys to be like, "Would your daddy pay for this?"
That's
and you were all in. You were like, instantly. "Fuck you, sir, you motherfucker."
No, I was like, "Explain to me how you think. Why do you think my dad subsidized?"
Yeah, no, but that was enough to get you. That comment got you.
He gave me that, and I raised him. My dad would kick your ass, dude. And he was just that. I'm trying to just like travel forward in time and fathom some young kid telling me. I'd instantly be like, "Bring your dad here." It would fuck me up. Like those guys are
they were
ready.
Just hammered.
They were
drunk, old hammered guys,
but they're old drunk men. And it's like, dude, they could have died that night. For them, they would have died over that shit.
Yeah.
If they came up on stage, they would have been, like, gouging eyeballs and shit. Like, they would have been ready to serve life sentences, dude.
We would have beat the fucking brakes off them.
I would have put Argyle Sweater in a fucking headlock.
Yeah.
I would have fucked him up.
That would have been ugly.
I felt totally comfortable beating the shit out of those guys.
Really?
Yeah. If they approached the stage.
Oh, if they came at us, of course.
I was just going to wrestle at first. I was going to wrestle, and if I felt arm swinging, it was just going to be full on, just off the stage, powerbomb.
We kept in between yelling at them, though. It would always be like, all right, we're done. Sorry, we're just kidding. Yeah. And they were still like, fucking asshole. Like, they would still be
they
like,
got fucking...
you told me to shut up. And I was like, I did, and I'm sorry. I won't say that again. Yeah. And he was like, you better fucking... And then I was like, all right, well, fuck you, dude. I can get security to come over here and get rid of you, you fucking idiot. I tried to say sorry.
You can't give them power like that either.
We kept trying to fucking say sorry.
Yeah, but it's like, you also like, if they have to take the sorry, if you're really like, sorry, and he's like, well, you did this, it's like... I'm not going to sit here and totally acquiesce all the power of the show to you, dude. Like, no, it's not happening.
Yeah.
So once you're up there and you're like, Yeah, I guess that was a mistake. Now everyone's kind of like, well, these guys don't know what they're doing. It's like, you got to stay the course. I used to work with a guy who told me a man never apologizes.
Well, that's a crazy statement.
Never apologize. That's he a said ridiculous it, at statement. Best, you wait like 2 days later and like give whoever you're arguing
you
with
work
a piece
for
of candy.
Donald Trump?
No. This is like a fuck gave some you that dude advice? From Indiana. He like operated backhoes. He was like, never apologize. If you're wrong, wait 2 days. Maybe give him a piece of candy and just say, have some candy.
Oh
never apologize. Yeah.
What an idiot.
I know.
What a moron.
I know. He was like a big fat dude and he was like a barbecue master. And he was like claiming like I make the best smoked pork, whatever the fuck it was. He brought it in one day, dude. It was like a fucking Lunchable. I was like, dude, this fucking sucks. And he like that was his thing too. That was like his main pride, like the stuff he talked about. Like, tell you what, man, I can cook. And he brought it in. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
So yeah, never
apologize. I apologize too much.
Never apologize.
So then that, and then somebody from the club contacted me the next day and was like, hey, what do you guys want to do about the podcast? Like, this guy's threatening to sue us if you release it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had that anxiety.
Yeah.
And it was it was a nightmare. Because I know you probably wanted to release the thing full bore.
Yeah, it would be cool.
So I was like, so I got to mediate between the club
and
you.
Because
you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You want to release it. And I'm like,
yeah,
I want these guys to send me to Raleigh and Buffalo.
That's
and
true.
Yeah, it's like, I'll do whatever you guys say.
That's
I'll play ball. But I think this is a happy medium.
I mean, it's just, it wasn't, if it was
some
like,
of the cast.
I mean, if it was like a 45 minutes of sheer brilliance, I'd be like, dude, strongly reconsider.
No, I agree.
But it's like, it would have been crazy to release that. It was funny to be there. If you were there, you listen to it like, oh, fuck, I remember that was funny.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was listening to it. I liked it. It was cracking me up. But I listened to like 40 minutes of it, and I was like, all right, this, you know, it just totally fell off the last half
gets
hour.
Yeah, rowdy.
But
yeah. Other than that, what's going on, man?
It's fucking funny.
Yeah, that's I still have anxiety about the podcast.
Why?
The live cast.
Brittany didn't help, man. She called you a racist today.
Well,
after.
I mean, people call me racist. That's what's going to happen when you're a fucking edgelord like me. I'm just an edgy fucking comic. Some people aren't going to get it.
I drove her and a friend home, and I was like, it's humor, man. Like, it's all a joke. She's like, you don't understand. Like, there was parts of that. I'm like, that's fucking, I know that's him. And I'm like,
if I had charged the stage with a bottle, I might be deflecting onto somebody else also. I might be like, wow, that guy was racist. I'd be like, wait, didn't you charge the stage with a bottle? That was a joke.
Yeah.
The racism was real.
Yeah. It's a fair point.
So I commend her for that. That's a good move.
It's a fair point.
It's a solid fucking deflection.
I'm just deepening the rift.
I mean, it's funny.
It is funny.
I'm okay with it.
It is funny.
It's up to her to
come
decide
back.
If we're all right.
We'll do a lunch, dude. We'll talk it out.
That
come
might
to the
be
house.
A rough lunch.
No, we'll go to lunch.
Don't come to the house.
We're gonna go TGI Fridays and we're gonna have a lunch and we'll discuss.
So right now Matt's babe thinks I'm actually racist and
I don't think you noticed what I did there with the setting.
What'd you say?
We're gonna go TGI Fridays on a lunch special.
Is that all black people or something?
Yeah. You're going to be at Fridays, dude. I'm like, all right, I'll moderate the conversation. Dude, the eavesdropping would be so
oh, my God.
Intense.
Her being like, you're fucking racist. And me just be like, no, I'm not. I'll get my ass kicked in 10 minutes.
That was my first online date. I went to TGI Fridays with a woman who was Puerto Rican and Lebanese.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down. She was like, there's way too many black people in here.
Whoa.
I was like, what the fuck?
Hey.
Like, that to me is racist.
That'd
I'm
be
like,
good,
damn.
Man. There's too many black people in here? There are too many black people in here.
But she, I was
there's
like,
too many black people in here?
I was sitting there, I was like, nice yo. Technique. I was like, sitting there, I'm like, what? She was like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, they're really loud. And I was like, all right. And she was like, I can say that I'm Puerto Rican. And I was like,
no.
I
doesn't
know,
matter
man.
What you are, you can't say that.
Yeah,
even
like,
if you're black, I'd be like, whoa.
If you're black, you can say it. You're
allowed to say it, but it's still like, you take it easy.
Yeah, that's true. They're not going to like. I mean, the TGIF.
That's how woke I am, dude. I'm not into this racism shit.
The TGIF eavesdroppers would be like, even on a black person, like, what?
No, we should have our meeting at the VFW I just did in New Jersey. That'd be a good setting for me, dude.
I was going to say Aubon Payne, but that wouldn't help either.
No.
Like a nice, like, Villanova cafe.
There's nowhere on earth that would support me, other than we'd have to head.
This basement.
We'd have to head west.
The only place real conversations can happen is in this basement.
Get her on the cast?
No, that would be fucking no way.
No, all right.
Not have my babe on the cast. She'd come do it actually in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but she actually is trying to have a career.
Oh, she would do it.
So that might be negative.
That wouldn't hurt her career at all.
All right, good. Well, yeah, I hope that she and I
no, you guys will bury the hatchet.
Can mend our differences.
She's already, every time the shit you text me, she laughs at all the time.
Yes. Well, we've always had that relationship. Yeah. It's always been pretty.
She doesn't give a fuck. I'm just playing it up, kind of fucking with you.
Well, it is fucking with me. I don't want to hear my friend's girlfriend doesn't like me. She doesn't give a fuck. I don't want to hear that.
No, she like that next day was laughing at shit you're sending me.
Good. So then, so I had the anxiety from that, then the anxiety from the old guys. Just, I wasn't happy with the fact that I was screaming "you old pussy" at them. I mean, I could have handled it better. It was hilarious, but
well, that is isn't felt that, bad. That is kind of weird, though. How there is like a. It's weird to think how little control of yourself you are, like anyone. You wake up and you're like, think of the stuff you did yesterday, and you're like, fuck, I did all this shit I didn't want to do, and I keep telling myself I won't do, and I keep doing it. Well, that's a weird part of people.
That's booze.
Not even just booze, though, in your everyday life.
If I'm sober, I can pretty well. I mean, look, I'm a complete disciplinarian. We're looking at my pile of clothes in my shitty room.
I'm telling you, man, that's stuff I've been getting really into, trying to learn about.
To learn how you keep making the same mistakes.
It's called your shadow side. It's your shadow side.
Well, my shadow side's a motherfucker.
There's a whole part of you, dude, that's working against you. There's people who have, like, subconscious death wishes and shit. Like, people who drive real fast and recklessly, like, they wouldn't kill themselves, but, like, part of them's like, fuck this.
My anxiety and depression since the live podcast has been at an all-time high. Dude, I've been so bummed. I don't know. I'm just bummed as fuck.
I've been fucking walking on water,
dude. I'm bummed as fuck. Not just about the podcast, but just about comedy, just about everything. It's just a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, it's a tough time. It is a tough time right now, man. Because it's like
dick.
It's a tough time for stand-up right now. It really fucking is.
It fucking... Like, dude. And we talked about it in the last podcast. It's like, what the fuck do I have to do to get the things, and people that are listening to this are like, I'm not trying to compare myself to fucking Aziz or some other minor. I'm talking about middle level comics that whoever's listening to this has no fucking idea who I'm talking about, but they're getting booked and paid and fucking on shit that I just can't get.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fucking white guy. Not because entirely because of that.
I hear you.
But that helps the problem.
You got to church up your act, dude. You got to go in there and be like, my girlfriend, dude. Fucking
no, fuck that. I'm gonna fucking stay the course, dude. Louis fucking laid the groundwork, dude. Now I gotta follow that
all the way to the end.
All the way through with Louis.
He's
fucking
a porn addict, dude. He laid the ground of a porn addict.
Damn it, dude. And now I already regret that saying what? Saying that shitty statement.
Louis's not your North Star anymore.
Not Louis. I'm talking about talking now about comedy.
So you've basically, you're telling me now that more or less the feminists have won and implanted their little voice in your head.
I'm not worried about sounding offensive.
But you're
I'm worried about sounding like a fucking crybaby.
Oh.
About being like, I'm so good and nobody will listen because
you can get a room. You can get a room of people to laugh really hard consistently. Yeah. So at some point it's like, all right, well, let me
What's next?
Yeah, I'm doing. It's like if you're an electrician, you can fix everyone's fucking electrical, and just no one calls you, and you're like, what the fuck?
And then when you do get a call, you fix it well.
Yeah. And then they're like, all right, thanks.
Well, we have a lady electrician. She does half as good a job, but we like her better.
Yeah.
It'll fucking kill you.
But there's not like that would be, it's totally different because you need like there's like an outside force and all that, like booking agencies and all that stuff. Electrical is like, just don't be on drugs.
The
just don't
wasn't
be on
spot
drugs.
On. Yeah.
It was good starting into it. I was like, well, why is it different? I'm like, oh, because there's a bunch of other stuff.
But it's just,
no one's like, I have this trans electrician, and it's like, people are like, wow, cool. Fucking, they'll plug in the outlet. They're like, yeah, cool, it works.
It's very depressing. Join the Reddit. I forgot to say that.
Matt's Secret Podcast. Fucked up the spelling.
It's just called Matt's Secret
Podcast? No, I'm sorry. It's MS.
Like, what the fuck, man?
It's MS Secret PODACAST. A little typo on my end. My bad. MS Secret Podcast.
Should I be gay and promote shows?
Yeah.
No.
Promote them.
No. Why? We'll just do the... join the Reddit and... review the podcast on iTunes. That helps us.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
And if you want to email us or contact us to get the rest of the live cast, I'm sure we'd be happy to send it to you.
Send it out to you.
Privately. I don't want this old guy listening to this and getting any ideas.
Yeah, dude. We'll get sued.
But
I would love to get... It's just totally fucking...
I would love if it was you and me and that old guy going into the lawsuit because we would bury him. But I do not want to drag the club into this have to deal with...
You don't. It wouldn't help you.
Any of that. Yeah, it makes... I already feel like a fucking dickhead there.
Yeah. I feel more like Luke Skywalker right now from Rogue One, dude. I'm on the mountain right now, just fucking swinging the fucking sword around.
No, you're fucking, you're a bitch, dude.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're a lapdog.
Not a lapdog, dude. Not a lapdog.
All right. Sorry I called you.
I don't care.
Tell, what do you think of Jared Dukes? He's the guy who said you were a lapdog.
He's fine. He's, well, you know, he's welcome to his opinion. I disagree. I'm all about open dialogue.
When you
dude.
Challenged him to a fight, he texted me and was like, would I beat him up? I was like, no.
Oh, dude, no
I was
way.
Like, Matt would fuck you up. And he was like, all right, tell him I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't really care, honestly.
No, that was good. Yeah, we'll get a hot cast next week.
Yeah, man.
We'll get back to ourselves. Dude.
We had to drop this. We had to let people.
We had to explain what's going on in the world. Yeah, dude.
We had to drop.
Next week we'll be back. I promise. Asian accents next week.